Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I have an open-ended question, and if you're listening, feel free to inform both of us the potential answer for this.
Okay.
I just want to know if there's something in this. So on the Surf Coast Highway, that shopping center complex with like the Coles and the new library that's being built. I sent you there. There's the beautiful Indian grocer.
Oh my God, that's my favorite Indian grocer in Geelong. Yeah.
It's incredible. Now, mm-hmm. I go to the other supermarket in Armstrong Creek, but this one is also, it's like depending on what side of the, mm-hmm. whether you're on Surf Coast
Highway
or
Barwon Heads
Road.
Do I need a samosa? I'll go to that one.
Yeah. Now, it's like that corridor there, like there's petrol stations, there's food, there's a supermarket, there's chemists, there's pretty much everything you need. What I've seen can't be an accident. And I need to know if this is intentional. So there is, where the Property Hub is, the Geelong Property Hub.
Yeah.
There's a few other stores. There's like a Bottle-O and some other stuff. There's a Cheesecake Factory on the corner.
Cheesecake.
Like the Cheesecake Shop. Yeah, the Cheesecake Shop.
Okay, yeah.
Is that not called the Cheesecake Factory?
No.
That's called the Cheesecake
Factory is the American restaurant.
So, yeah. So there's a Cheesecake Shop there. They've just recently rebranded, so they're really easy to spot.
Mm-hmm.
Next to it is MP Darren Cheeseman's office.
What are you implying, Tim?
Surely his team
went
to him and said, there is a building for lease. You're not going to believe this. next to the cheesecake shop.
Now, there's
shop.
A couple of cheesecake shops in town.
Yeah.
Cheeseman.
Mr. Cheese. Is there something in that?
What do you mean?
Is there something in there? Like, there's something there, right? There's something. I'm not into politics, but there's something going on. Surely it's discussed in the office. Surely he's gone into the.
If there was a candidate handing out cheesecake, they'd have my vote.
The Cheeseman. Darren, I know it's probably pronounced Cheeseman, but Darren Cheeseman, surely he's gone in there and been like, Cheesecake Shop. The cheese man.
Did
he points to himself.
Did he move his offices from next to Splatters? the cheese train?
I think, because he's a member for the Labor Party, from what I can tell.
I feel like is he new? Because I feel like I would remember
he was
a cheeseman on the last election.
I don't know if you're in his area.
Oh, I might not
be. Right, no. Mm. So maybe, whether it's before the show, because he's a member for South Barwon, maybe we try and get him on before the end of the show, before the end of the week, and just say, like, you've got to.
Well, I'll pick up a cheesecake from the cheesecake shop, and we'll chat to the cheese man over some cheese.
Yeah.
Cake.
Because, there's just something in there, and I just need to get to we'll get to the bottom of it. If we can get the cheese man on the show by the end of today. That's a
if you're
treat.
Listening.
Yeah, cheese man.
Please give us a call,
hit
cheese
us up,
man.
522-332-955. Or if you work at that cheesecake shop, same boat. If we can get you speaking to each other, that's live radio, baby.
This is Tim and Jess. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Tim, if you've been searching on your socials, you've probably seen a little bit of something from Coachella. Maybe you've seen a couple of performances. You've seen some influencers getting ready for Coachella. It's one of the biggest music festivals in the world.
They're also struggling with what a lot of Australian music festivals are suffering with. Music festivals have been too good lately. And they get so many people on them that they go, we'll probably just get them again, hey. because it's hard when you, especially Coachella, it's like a week, two weekends or something.
Yeah, 4 days, I think, all up.
And it's hard, but I've seen a few videos of Sabrina Carpenter. I know not a huge name, but there's definitely some big artists.
Tickets, do you know how much a Coachella ticket is?
Oh, they're not cheap. I know No Doubt played for the first time in like 9 years. I've seen videos of No Doubt.
Well, a lot of people are saying, look, and I did the conversion for us. So in Australian dollars, if you wanted to head over to Coachella, $700 to $800 for a ticket.
That's actually not too bad.
Yeah.
Because
for the 4 days.
If you get your money's worth of artists that you really want to see, and there's artists you want to see, if you went to their concerts individually, you would pay more than that.
Unfortunately, apparently the vibes this year have been really off. A lot of people have been saying, what?
Sorry, you're 32. so like I'm getting word back that the vibes are off and it's probably not lit, fam. Like, the tea's barely been spilt at this event and sheesh, if you don't mind me saying.
Dang. A lot of people are saying that, you know, usually you go to a concert or a festival, you sing along with the music, right? So Blur were playing.
Oh, great. Song right? 2. Woohoo!
And apparently, at one point, he was like, all right, now sing along with me.
Yeah.
And no one in the crowd sang along. And the lead singer actually said into the microphone, you're never going to see us again, so you may as well sing this.
Right.
Swearing at the crowd.
When I feel heavy metal. Woo-hoo.
Apparently, similarly with No Doubt returned, well, as you said.
I saw a video where Gwen Stefani got all the boys to sing I'm Just a Girl, and there was a lot of I'm Just a Girl. It was great. So they were getting involved.
Also, the prices of everything have been just astronomical.
$40 for a hot dog.
Yeah. You're not far off.
Okay.
I did, again, the price conversion. If you were an Australian heading over to the music festival, it's going to cost you $14 for a Pepsi.
And Jess, I tell you what, I'm just getting word in my ear. Yeah, reports are confirmed the vibe is off.
Okay.
The vibe is off this year at Coachella.
Yeah.
Okay. Just did our gram reporter there.
If you wanted to eat at Coachella, a large pizza is going to set you back $101.
I'm clicking where I want to swear.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you wanted to go to Coachella, it's going to cost you like a few grand. Like that is...
I don't know. I don't know if you've heard, but the vibes are off. Maybe it isn't the year to go.
All right. If you want to see where everything else is trending right now...
That's where the vibes are.
You can head to krock.com.au.
Tim and Jess, the vibes are high.
Okay.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
This is a tricky one. Tricky as well because it's very personal to you and I, Jess. Now, and I feel like this might happen every now and then, but it's always an uncomfortable situation.
Okay.
I love your husband, Akshay.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great guy. We get along really well. I've known him since, 30 seconds after you met him when you told me about him.
That's true.
So I've probably known him a little bit. It's like it's always nice.
I think you were the first person I introduced him to.
I'm so sorry. There were so many better options. A family member. Anyone else? Why'd you do that to him? The poor bastard. Now, when I met your... Now, husband.
Yeah.
Back in the day, he was working for a gas company.
It was an LNG plant.
Yeah. He was going out, risking his life.
Mm-hmm.
But
he did have a really risky job.
His work had great perks. He had a merch room essentially, and it wasn't company branded merch. They just had stuff. It was like, you need a water bottle, you need a backpack, you need a table, you need something. Like, here's all these things. We've got these different brands. Have at it.
Yeah.
He said to me, I used to have an old backpack and the strap broke or something. And I was with him when it happened. He was like, oh, we get these really great quality brand High Sierra. I'd never heard of the brand. He's like, they're really great quality. They've come in black. Do you want me to get you one? I was like, oh, that's so genuinely.
I don't know if you should be talking about this on the radio. I don't know if he was allowed to be giving things out.
He hasn't worked there in so long. I don't think people in central Queensland at plants are listening to a Geelong radio show. And he was like, yeah, I'll grab you one, whatever.
Yeah.
And literally... Still got it to this day.
Yeah.
My wife said for Christmas, do you want a new backpack? And I said, do you want a new husband? What are you talking about? I will. Until that bag is in flames on the side of the road, there's nothing you can do to rid me of that bag.
Over the last 5 years, my husband has asked for that bag back.
This is what I want to talk about.
Multiple times.
He's brought it up so many times, Jess, because he didn't get one and they only had red and he didn't want red.
His bag at the time was fine. And then he had a big tear in his.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, he had no longer had access to the room of requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted your backpack.
And he brings it up pretty much every time we catch up. And it's been years.
Did he mention it at the wedding?
He did. Because he likes to try and catch me off guard. But unfortunately...
He did to ask me whether you were going to give him the backpack as a wedding gift for us.
I'd rather give you a grand. I'd rather give you cold hard cash, tax-free, than give my bag back. This is what I want to ask today on 52232955. Can you ask for something back once you've given it to someone?
Right.
Because he's brought it up way too many times for it to be a joke at this point. He wants the bag.
He does want the bag.
And unfortunately, I've said, no, I understand you gave this to me for free. If he'd paid for it, I would feel like I would be in a harder...
Like you owe him something.
My heartstrings would put. I'm like, oh, man, he spent money on this bag. If he wants it back, I'll just give it back. But this cost him nothing. He didn't risk it. He didn't risk losing his job.
It was a gift.
He took something from work and gave it to me. 52232955. Can you ask for something back once you've given it? What are your initial feelings?
I mean, initially, I feel like no. But I guess it depends on the item. I feel like there would be extenuating circumstances.
Do you think I should give your husband his bag back?
No.
Thank you. And you're meant to love him the most.
You've used it for years now. He doesn't need it.
It's just the perfect little bag.
I bought him a brand new bag. He hates it. Yeah. He hates it so much.
Because it wasn't free. If you give us a call, you never know. On Friday, you might be inducted into the Caller Hall of Fame thanks to the Sporting Globe Geelong. Eat, drink, sport. Every week, the best caller on the radio show wins $100 to spend at the Sporting Globe. So this happens only on Fridays. But would love your opinion on this. Can you ask for something back once you've given it to someone? Because my soft, medium, firm, and extremely hard stance is no.
I think that's fair, but what does Anna from Armstrong Creek think?
Anna, apparently there's a law surrounding this, or is it more of a code?
Correct. It's law, it's ethics, it's tradition, it's everything human race is built on. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, so tradition, like that's why you have things like Indian giver. So you cannot give something and ask for it back. And then the law is that once you put something out, even if you put it on your nature strip, belongs to council or anyone who's passing. So no way.
Anna, the moment that my husband gave that backpack to Tim, ownership transferred over.
Correct. Ownership's gone. He cannot. It's like a deed of gift. So there's no condition and he's not spent anything. So there's no unjust enrichment. So you are... Tim, just keep it with you and take it down to your grave. It's all yours.
I will wear it in my coffin with all of my personal family effects. I think that's a great idea. Anna, so essentially you're saying through history, human history, there has been a strong stance and code, if not law, on no take-backsies.
That's right. So this is like a violation. And you.
Okay,
and
he's violating me. You're right, and yep. It is violating
okay, Tim,
me.
Let's talk brass tacks here.
Okay.
How much money would it cost?
How much did your wedding cost? Does that double it? That's how much it'll take
I'll
to get the
I'll give you
$100.
All right.
Your wedding cost $50. What a steal. Tim and Jess, the podcast. Jess, honestly, can I just say, buddy to buddy.
Yeah.
Pat on the back to you. I'm impressed. We just played a song called Miracle, and you're pulling one off right now. I'm very, very impressed.
What have I done?
Obviously, here for the radio show, we try and bring you stuff that's important, maybe something that's a little bit light to get you home in a...
Yeah.
Hopefully, like, you haven't had a rough day, something just a little bit of nonsense to get you through it.
You don't want you have to think too hard when you're listening to the Tim and Jess show.
You won't have to. No riddles, puzzles, or mazes on this program. But, still like to keep on top of what's happening across town. So it's happening in Geelong, Surf Coast, the Bellarine. You know, we've got plenty of different avenues. We've got sources. We've got people we can speak to. Like, what's going on? We're foot soldiers. We're out and about. We're living, breathing Geelong and the Surf Coast and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And, mate, I'm impressed because they still haven't got you.
Haven't got me.
I was online today.
Oh,
and
geez.
There's been some naming and shaming of some certain groups of people. I'll just get you to read this headline.
Oh, God.
Of people that they're naming
Here
and shaming.
We go. Revealed. Geelong's dimmest criminals and dumbest crooks.
They haven't got you, mate. Not yet.
Okay, not a criminal and or a crook.
No, well, they say, wink, wink. Yeah, I don't know.
And how dare you? I'm not dim or dumb.
And so this is the thing, you know, some crooks are described as masterminds, devious, calculating villains who plot to elaborate heists and nefarious schemes. Others, less so.
I love that you've printed this out. Yeah. Like it was an article online and you printed out like a boomer.
And, you know, they've listed, I think, upwards of 10 people well-known in the Geelong community.
Whether they've actually put their pictures.
Whether it's scamming people, whether it's doing like genuinely terrible, terrible things. And I saw the article and I thought, oh no, the police are going to kick in the studio doors here on Moorabool Street.
I am not
and
a crook or a criminal.
You're going to be off to the bloody jail yard, mate.
So I ride a curb every now and then.
No. That's not what I...
So I'm a bad driver.
No, this is not what
this
I...
This is not a crook or a criminal make.
This is the thing. Like it's looking for, it's saying these are the dim, these are the dumb criminals. But you mentioned it earlier, Jess. You're one step above. You're a clever girly. I don't want to say that the ATO should be investigating a particular person in this.
What do
studio.
You mean?
I don't know. I'm just curious about money comings, money goings in your
really?
World.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
We want to talk about money comings and goings, do we?
I've bought your silence. So
you dob me into the ATO for doing nothing. Get me audited. I'm taking you down with me.
I'm just saying, maybe check the list yourself. You might be on it. I would not only are you labelled a criminal, but to be labelled dumb and dim-witted is just an absolute haymaker.
And then how are they allowed to put their pictures into this article?
I think they just get them
too?
From Facebook. I was going to Photoshop your face.
You don't
onto
know how
it.
To do that.
I gave it a go and I gave up very quickly. But yes, I have bought your silence on the issue of the money's comings and goings. And
sure.
If you're happy to, I can also be bribed in this direction and we both can remain silent.
I have nothing to hide, sir.
That's what a good taxi girl would say. She's smart. All right, it's Dumb and Dim driving you home. This is Tim and Jess. I'm thinking that we can bring something to Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine Peninsula that I'm not aware exists. I've been inspired by something I've seen in Sydney. This isn't the first time this has happened. It happens, you might be familiar with this kind of merchandise. You know how you like people just wear T-shirts or jumpers and it'll say New York or sure. LA. It'll say like it's just like locations uh-huh. on a T-shirt. It'll be like New York, 1874. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? In Sydney at the moment, someone's selling in markets shirts, like plain shirts, like grey with grey writing, almost university style.
Sure.
And it'll just say Watson's Bay.
Oh, like locations.
Manly.
Around Sydney.
Just locations around Sydney. And apparently they are going berserk for it.
Yeah.
People want to get there and they want to get their suburb on a T-shirt.
Absolutely.
And rep their city.
If I had a T-shirt that said Bell Park, I'd wear it every day.
This is what I'm thinking.
I love living in Bell Park.
I've never got into the rag game, but
the rag game.
Like T-shirt rags.
Sure.
Do we, as a collective, go in and start making, there's so many suburbs.
Easy.
And we'll just get like Lara.
Would you wear one that says Armstrong Creek?
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely I would wear an Armstrong Creek because then if you see somebody out, that's a connection you can make with a complete
totally.
Stranger
yeah.
from where you live, right? And we'll go cheap on them. Like we're not looking for a fancy print here. But I think we could definitely go to a market and be like, yeah, we've got all these different T-shirts. We get them in different sizes.
Right.
See if there's a market.
Limited time only.
Limited time only. Tim and Jess exclusive. Get your suburb on a T-shirt. What I need.
Drysdale.
Yeah. Great. Right. Do you and like it's that university style.
Yeah, I can see it.
And what I'm thinking now is what we do need to know is on 52232955, would you wear a T-shirt with your suburb's name on it?
Mm.
If there isn't a market, even call up and say, no, Tim and Jess, I don't think this is a good idea.
Don't waste your money.
I don't think areas across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine will want to be wearing their suburb name on a T-shirt.
Newtown people would.
I don't think they would.
You don't think so?
I think Cario, Nor Lane, North Geelong. That's where our big market
sure.
is. You know? Bell Park Hill Post. You know?
Where do I live, Tim?
Hamlin Heights. Belmont. You know, I just think that there is a good, and this is going to be something that I think we need to get direct feedback from. Donna from Cario, would you wear a T-shirt that says Cario on it?
No, but I'd wear 3214 proudly.
3214?
Oh, postcodes.
Correct.
What about
postcodes would be a good
what
one
if
too,
it
Tim.
Would? Oh, they'd all look very similar. They'd all have a 3-2-2 and then be a 3. Do you think Cario 3241?
No, it's 3214.
3214. Come on. Well, mate, I don't live there.
But you've got to get it right if you're going to say it.
What about? Okay. Cario on the front. On the back, right up the top where the collar is or like where the shirt ends, that's where the postcode goes, 3124.
The other way around.
Oh, you want to wear postcode on the front?
Yeah.
Donna, I appreciate that you've called, but I just am not vibing with this.
Donna's got her own t-shirt business.
Donna, if we were going to do this and we were going to make these t-shirts, do you think people, like specifically, like, all right, let's remove it and like objectively, do you think there would be a market for people buying t-shirts with their suburb name on the front?
I guess it depends on where they're from.
They'll be cheap. I think we can do. I think we could do this quite cheap.
Like sub $20 cheaper.
Yeah, less than $20. Yeah. I would say $10 to $20 maximum for these t-shirts.
Wow, Tim's really putting a lot of this into it, Tim. Aren't you, Tim?
All right, Donna, we appreciate your feedback. Diane from Armstrong Creek, would you wear a shirt with Armstrong Creek on it?
Yes, I would. But I also have another idea.
Oh, hit us with it, Diane.
I was thinking. The other idea is, what if it was like in a circle on the front of the shirt and it had Armstrong Creek written around the circle, and then at the bottom of the circle it had 3217.
Oh, okay. So like the text is going in a circle, Diane. Mm. Oh, Tim really doesn't like that idea.
I think we're complicating it, Diane.
Oh, I don't think so.
What's the postcode in the creek?
3217.
Sure.
I don't know.
He really hates the why do you hate the postcode?
I don't know. I want because three, you've got to do some digging. Like if I see 3124 from Corio, I'm like, where's that? If it says Corio, I'm like, boom.
I know that, what that is. Immediate recognition.
All right, Diane. I love the workshop, but again, unfortunately, I am not vibing with that one.
But it's a good thing we don't have any shareholders, Tim, because you'd be really disappointing.
The board meeting has not gone well.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.